Welcome back to another episode of the Finance Bible Podcast. Zeke here.
And your co-host, Oscar. But before we get into it, please note that nothing in this podcast should ever be considered as personal financial advice.
Of course, if that is what you are seeking, reach out. We'll get you in touch with the correct professionals. Get the job done properly.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Let's get into it.
Today, we're just going to be talking about juggling things like your health, your social life, your work life, and your finances all at the same time. And do you have anything else to throw in that you want to juggle?
What do you do? Your health, social life, finance, your goals, aspirations, side hustles.
Yep.
Because a lot of people I know work on personal things they want to accomplish outside of work, and also having time to just relax and have you time and be by yourself. Obviously, we're in a world these days when it's really hard to actually juggle all that. Like, I've got a lot of friends who struggle with, it might be the finances or it might be the social life or, you know, one of them. A lot of people struggle with one of them.
It's hard to get all of them working unanimously.
It's very hard. And a lot of people get very anxious and, have breakdowns because they just don't know how to juggle it, because it is a lot. And we're in that social media age where all you got to do is just jump online, and you're probably going to compare yourself to someone you see who might be 10 years ahead of you, like financially or socially or whatever. And then you compare yourself, and then all of a sudden you feel shit and you're like, why aren't I like them? So a lot of people do it. I mean,
I'm laughing because it just, part of it, the way you said it, it just felt really personal.
Well, mate, I did that one. I remember, when was it? Probably 2 years ago. I was at my dad's house. I think I was living at his house before I went to Sydney. And then I was looking at someone's Instagram. I was like, oh, fuck, that's sick. I wish I was like living that life. Then he said, look, you'll never be happy if you continue to compare your life with someone else. Mm-hmm. I still remember it was actually an elite quote. Like, it's so true. But
love it.
Basically, how do you juggle it? Do you have any tips to start us off?
Well, first of all, I'm just going to say, sometimes I get a bit down in the dumps. Not necessarily down, but I play the comparison game, and I look at a few young 20-year-old girls or 21-year-old girls, and they're doing their social media, and they're just on there, you know, posting a selfie every day and doing a little bit of a vlog, you know, and they're worth hundreds of thousands of dollars more than me, or millions more
literally
than me.
And I think, it's wow, quite insane how much money you can make.
I wish that I could do that, but unfortunately, I'm born with what I've got, and I've just got to keep going.
That's it.
Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, I'll probably say you want to prioritize, and this is going to be different for everyone. And I'm just going to throw things out there, and you'll throw things out there, and
stop throwing, my man.
People in the crowd, our listeners, they will.
We do have a couple flies in the room, actually, just listening through.
Yeah. No, we've got the e-crowd here, the hybrid people. They're all here, and they're having
a hybrid.
So. you guys will relate to things we say, and you'll relate to other things. And
or maybe they
might
won't
not
relate to anything at all.
Well, that would be a disaster. But I think prioritizing your health and well-being is probably up there as number one for me.
Health is wealth.
Exactly. And what I mean by that is, when I say health and well-being, I don't mean going on little vacations and getting massages and doing
it kind of does help. I can't complain.
Oh no, it does help. I mean, me personally. I don't mean going on holidays and just laying down in the sun. Going, yeah, health is wealth. If you do that, excellent.
That's great.
If not, I'm more talking like, you know, if you look good, you feel good. If you're constantly out there, you know, hitting the gym or just getting active once a day, or getting up early, or having cold showers every morning, or even twice a day. Sometimes I wake up, have a cold shower, go to the gym, come home, have another cold shower.
Bang.
And then I get bored at like 5 o'clock after working all day, and I go, I need a break.
Bang.
And what do you think I do?
Cold shower.
So, yeah, the water bill's going to be up there. I'll put it that way.
Oh, no.
But, I feel like if you take care of yourself and you're active, it just brings a whole new energy to your life. And that, for me, is probably the most important thing. Like, if you don't do that, how can you – if you don't have the positive energy and the feeling and confidence to actually go and
get the world and do all the other steps, how are they going to fall in place? Like,
Yeah, I need to go to the gym and have a cold shower to start my day. Otherwise, I'm on the back foot.
yeah, and then you're like, oh, you know, I'm not feeling great today. And then you're like, oh, I might not want to go hang out with my friends. And then your social life fails, or
It's a
how
domino
you.
effect. Literally one thing and the other. So you got to figure out the foundation. So my foundation, it sounds like your foundation is exercising or having a cold shower. Other people's foundations are going for a walk or seeing friends or whatever it may be. And with social life, it's funny how in school it's like you want to be friends with everyone in the year. If you're only friends with like three or four people, you think you're like, oh, why don't I have as many friends as little Billy over there or whoever it is, little Jemima or I don't know. Anyway, but it's funny because when you get older, you start to realize that this mate of mine, I don't like these values or these qualities, and your circle starts to shrink. So when you're trying to juggle everything in your working life, etc., it's so important to focus on quality friends and actual meaningful connections over quantity. Because if you're hanging out with the wrong crowd and just to try and be seen all the time, it's not going to give you a positive impact as opposed to connecting with people you actually appreciate and you like their qualities, etc. Even if it's like three friends, like I've got probably in my close circle, I've probably only got like
It does
six or
take three
seven,
to tango.
as your mate Pitbull says. But yeah, figure out, focus on quality over quantity. Plan your outings and gatherings to maintain those relationships. Like continue to work on it. Like plan something in advance, so you're not, last minute and you find yourself Saturday afternoon a bit tired, then you cancel, then all of a sudden they're not available the week after, then you don't see each other for a month.
Yeah. And I'd probably. Would you say that social is your number two?
I probably would.
Because
Yeah, it's definitely you need, I think, or I need to be social.
he's a young social butterfly. Let him go,
Let
fly.
him fly.
Yeah, I'd probably say it's my second as well. Not in the term or in the view that, you know, I need to be social with my friends every single day where I can do anything and be productive. It's more the fact that if I've my social group right now, for example, is I've got a very few select good mates, like proper mates who are actually
Good mates.
mates. Yeah,
Yeah.
like, you know, they're the
Actually
boys.
mates.
Yeah, like you go out with them and you come back thinking, I love blokes. Not in that way, but not that there's anything wrong with that. You know, I can hang out with them like once a week, once a month, once every 2 months, even anything like that. And at the end of the day, I know that like they're the boys. They're there. Whenever I want to hang out with them and stuff, it's like proper quality time, and I can just message them whenever I want. So socially, like they're the group of boys that I hang out with for stuff like that. And then I've got also socially a couple of other people that I interact with. And what's the head nod and the giggle, mate? What's going on there?
Just the way you're wording it just sounds so sus. Like a couple others I interact with, like what?
It's true, I do. I do. Yeah, a couple other friends that I interact with, and you know, they're just good to be there as well. And
Fair
then I've
enough.
got a second friendship group, which is more like, you know,
Partying.
the no, that's the first group as well. But the second group is more, you know, your group of people who are very like driven, like they want to go out and just talk about work and business and that kind of thing. So it's like a few different social lives. Like I've got the fun, I've got the boys, and
Which is
then I've got
good
like
because
the
it's kind of because you're a fun guy. You like to also be serious and work on
I'm
yourself and be successful. So
very serious man.
you need a few different other parts. And being successful, that also comes down to juggling of finances. So it's if you're trying to keep up a social life and then you find yourself running out of money or spending too much money on drinks, that obviously gives you a bit of anxiety and stress. So budgeting is probably the main one, which helps you juggle everything. Free or figuring out before you get paid how much money you need to go and X account, like your spending and your savings, etc., so you can continue spending or saving or your expenses without getting into negative amounts like credit cards, etc. And then once you have that, you won't really be stressed. Like track your income and expenses and allow yourself to allocate funds appropriately to all the different accounts. Also, a good one I think as well is set goals. Like Having money goals can actually be fun. Like I used,
it certainly can.
Oh, I used to like when I remember when I started like saving properly, I used to just love putting money in and be like, oh, okay, now I've reached this new number. I've never been up here before. And then you keep like leveling up. You're like, oh, yes, yes, yes.
It's like a video game.
It literally was. I was loving it. I was like, oh my God, this is actually so addictive and so much fun. So yeah, set saving goals and like set achievable ones.
Yeah, when I first actually started investing, so fresh 18, strapping young man, and I was getting paid fortnightly at that point in time, working for a bank, and I've gone every fortnight when I get my money and I was like, oh yeah, I'll throw 100 into shares. And then after doing that like three times, I was like, nah, screw this. I'm throwing 200 in. And I was like, nah, screw that. I'm throwing 300. I ended up getting to a point where I leave myself $250 a fortnight for me to spend.
Yeah.
Every other part of that money was straight into shares.
You wanted to go up and be like, yes. And mate, it worked out for you. Like you got a property for it.
It certainly did. But yeah, I was... most of my income was going straight into shares, hey?
Yeah, like, well, it's funny how that, like, just for everyone out there, because it's funny, like, when you grow up and people talk about money, it's kind of like we don't want to talk about money. It's so rude to talk about money, but it's not. It's a normal thing. Everyone has it.
Yeah, like, even a casual passing, like, when you're just sitting at a table with your mates and, like, oh, you know, I got a new job, and you're like, oh, do you mind me asking, like, what kind of a wicket are you on there?
It's like, oh, it's so rude. It's like, well, it's rude if you think it's
your mum or dad, if you're in a social setting, like, smacking, don't ask how much they earn. What are you doing?
It shouldn't be like that. It should be like a transparent thing.
Everyone should have like a badge. I earn it.
So, like, it's a normal thing. Everyone earns a set amount of money, and people just need to be, I think they are slowly becoming more comfortable about it. Like, there's slowly a shift. Slowly shift. It's taken its time, but. Yeah, it's just interesting how that happens. But I think having a budget and a plan before, you know, you go out and know how much money you can actually spend, if you're prioritizing your social life or if you're prioritizing your financials, like, all for it. Like, do what Zeke did and put $250 to spend for a fortnight and throw everything else in savings.
Yeah, literally. I was like, all right, what can I afford with $250?
So good.
Well, I can eat this. And I can drive here and I can pay for the gym membership. And then it was like, I was just lucky that at that point I was living virtually for free at a young lady's house. So, yeah, that perfect. Was all good by me.
That is good.
Then ultimately the next one is work-life integration, like actually integrating your work life into that. For me personally, I'd say that I actually go health, social, and then integrating the work, and then I'd worry about the navigating the finances. The reason that I'm like that is because purely if I know that I've got the first two things going the way that I want them, like the social and the health, then I know for a fact, okay, now I can put all my effort into the work life. Like right now, for example, I've got the great social life, I've got the great health life, and I can just work like all day, every day. And know that those things are going the way they are because of my routine. And then because I've got that time and dedication and focus for the work life, then the rest of it kind of falls in place. Like, I don't have to worry about the budget. I don't have to worry about the weekly spending because I'm like, all right, well, all I can do is go out there and make as much money as I can, and that'll happen. If I run out of money, I run out of money.
And that goes back to our risks.
Yeah.
Risk episode.
Yeah, the previous episode. But, yeah, integrating work life with everything else as well, like, you know, it's that can be a really difficult one for people. Okay. Like, I've seen many people struggle that, you know, they're in what you call a high paying job. You know, they might be on over $100,000 a year, and they to be fair, it is a lot of money.
Definitely
for them, they're like, oh, I'm earning so much money, like this is great. And they just casually start doing like 12-hour days. And 13-hour days and 14-hour days. And they're like, yeah, but I'm on a really good wicket. But at that point in time, it's no longer a good wicket because
the hours you're working.
The hours are still averaging out to, you know, $40 an hour.
Yeah.
So it's not that exceptional.
Yeah, I think it, as well, if you are like commuting to an office, et cetera, I think the main thing is time management, prioritizing the right tasks. Obviously the most important tasks I like to get out of the way like sooner rather than later. And then when you get home, if it's not a job you need to be on 24/7, just shut the laptop. Like,
yeah, set boundaries.
Like, it's actually so important to set boundaries and just disconnect.
In all circumstances, in that kind of example where you're trying to figure out, okay, how do I actually integrate my work life into everything else? You really need to be firm with your boundaries and work hours and what you're actually willing to commit and have taken away from you, because we've seen it too often. Like, I know I'm a young man who loves work. He just loves it.
Mm.
And he gets bogged down in it. Like, he feels really responsible for everything that goes on. And man had a wife, or has a wife and a child, I was going to say a mixture of the two.
Yes.
And yeah, I've seen him hanging around at the office until 9 o'clock, getting in at 6 o'clock, sending emails at 2 o'clock. And I'm like,
and then the wife comes to the office and she's obviously not happy. And then it's not healthy. I think it's important to disconnect, spend time with your family, or just spend time with yourself and do a bit of rest and relaxation.
Yeah. If you've got the family, I guess that makes it a bit harder as well. Like, you know, not only do you then have to deal with your social life, but you got to deal with the family as well. Jeez.
Oh, I reckon that's bloody a breeze.
Yeah.
It depends if you want to be a family man.
Yeah, that's true.
I know you don't want to
like
be.
Like my little brother, Cody, he's a family man.
But and I'm one.
Mr. Don, family man, confirmed. That's why you two love each other and get along so well.
That is true.
But yeah, there's a lot of different things to juggle in your day-to-day, and figuring out for you the best process to do that is really important. So, like, Don and I, for example, we have, I think your stage three was the finance side of it, and then four was integrating work, and that's what works for you. You know, that's beautiful. That's, you figured that
thank
out.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
And then for me, it was a little bit different, but it works for me, and I figured that out. And then, you know, there'll be someone out there that work integration is their first thing, and then their social life, and then their health, and then their finances. So it's just finding what works for you and how you can really take advantage of that and navigate your way through such a
and if you've struggled in one area, like let's just say friendship, and you haven't been focusing on your friendship for like 12 months or whatever it may be, take the time to just pick up your phone on and call an old friend, rekindle it. It's not hard. Just text someone, catch up for a walk or a drink.
It's one of my favorite words, the old rekindle.
Rekindle.
Yes.
I do love rekindling.
It just takes me back to a love story, actually, of a young Oscar Don rekindling with the former partner. And
that's true.
Voila.
And still there today.
Kindled.
Rekindled, and now we are kindled.
Oh, yeah. That's confirmed. but, yeah, everyone out there just actually – sit down, take the time to think about what we've said in terms of the different ways to do it, and just figure out what works best for you. Like, if you get really anxious about one thing, then that's probably where you're lacking. And just take a step back, look at it and go, okay, why is that the case? Like, if it's you struggling to prioritize your health, why is that?
Mm.
Are you being too social and being drinking every night? Are you at work for 24 hours a day? You're too busy doing budgets and trying to navigate your finances and stuff.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've been there.
I know.
But, yeah, just figure it out.
I think you've hit the nail on the coffin.
Great piece of advice to end it. Just figure it out.
No, well, but seriously, that's a good chunk of information. What are we, around 20 minutes? That should be a good chunk for listeners. Keep it, you know, in between, a bit short, a bit long. Bit of a medium-sized potty.
I think that's about how long people drive to work, so that should be fine. But
enjoy your day, night, morning.
Yeah.
What else is it?
Enjoy life and just figure it out. Signing off.
There you go. Ciao.
We hope you enjoyed the episode. As always, you know exactly what to do.
Hit that follow button, subscribe, whatever platform you listen to this podcast on. Also share it to friends, families, co-workers, whoever you think may benefit from it. But unfortunately, it's the end, and we will see you next week.